morning, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Coffee with Susie. I am very excited about today's episode because we are going to focus on mompreneurs. A mompreneur is actually a female business owner who actively balances the role of motherhood and an entrepreneur. The term was actually introduced in 1994, and there's actually a dedicated section of Entrepreneur Magazine that has a mompreneur column. In 2011, MSNBC just declared the rise of the mompreneur. It's the hottest topic in small business, but a US News and World Report article actually tried to dispel myths that the mompreneur movement is just going to lead to very easy made money, that if you invent some sort of product or come up with something, all of a sudden all this money is just gonna start going into your bank account, and it's really not easy money at all. So I'm really excited to have two of our mompreneurs who actually run the Pharmacist Moms Facebook group, Mompreneurs, and here today, Angela and Jessica, and they are both the moderators there. And I would love for you guys to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Jessica Jones. I'm a pharmacist. Mompreneur is my greatest accomplishment, being home with my babies at times, and just being an entrepreneur. I also am an MTM pharmacist, which I absolutely love. Love being a pharmacist. And that's about all about me. I have twins, 7-year-old twins.
And you're a twin too.
And I'm a twin.
Hi, I'm Angela Orr, and I have been a pharmacist probably before some of you were born. I've been a pharmacist this year 37 years, and I've been had a very interesting career, very blessed career. I love being a pharmacist. Also, as Jessica said, I have been mainly in community pharmacy, and including owning two of my own pharmacies for 15 years. And I'm an older mompreneur, but to me, a mompreneur is not just maybe chasing dreams and toddlers, but also many women, because really mompreneurs to me is about balancing many different things. And as women, we tend to do that. So as somebody who has done multiple businesses besides pharmacy, I'm really happy to be here to represent all women, not just those with little children who are trying to balance their life and having a business.
No, thank you. I'm really excited to record this episode with both of you. So I think a question that comes up often, and I'm sure you see it as well, is, you know, I might want to either work less hours, cut back, and I need income from somewhere else. Or maybe I'm looking into a side gig. I need some sort of side income. I want to save up for a purse. I want to, you know, buy a new pair of shoes. What can I do? And it could come from an independent pharmacy owner, or it could come from someone who's working in a retail or, you know, a chain pharmacy and or a clinical pharmacist. So really pharmacists from all over the area we get questions from. So how does one get started? How do you take that first step from, you know, just working your 40 hours a week? Although we know that women pharmacists between the ages of 30 and 45, actually a third of them are only working part-time. So, you know, you might be working less than 40 hours a week, but are, you know, looking for something else to fill your time. So what, how do you take that step? And either one of you can answer it, or both.
I'd love to answer that because that's exactly where I was. In my pharmacy, I worked retail for years and years. Absolutely love it. But my hours were cut, and I just had twin baby girls. Hours were cut. I'm not getting as much money. And I'm like, you know, I need some more money. I don't want to keep working overtime and doing the same mundane thing. I did love it, but it does get mundane. I want to use some of the entrepreneurial, what benefits that I have. I want to use some of the other things, the creative outlets that I have. It's not just pharmacy. So the first step would be to dig deep in and just think, what are you interested in? Like, what motivates you? What do you have a passion about? Is it like making, like, are you interested in makeup? Are you interested in hair care? Are you interested in exercise, health and wellness? Did I say skincare? Just would you want to make your own bath bombs? Just kind of dig deep. What are you interested in? What would you be passionate about so that you could use that instead of just working even more so of what you're already doing, so you can bring in an extra paycheck with that. That's the first step.
I love it. Angela, do you have anything to add with that?
I agree with Jessica. And I think the other thing is to look at, you know, there are so many different options out there. And it can certainly be, if you want to look at generating additional income, it doesn't have to be within pharmacy. So thinking outside the box, I know pharmacists who are travel agents on the side, and they specialize in Disney. I know people who have an Etsy store. I know some people who are into network marketing because they love the products. People who have an Amazon dropship, people who are coaches or going to functional medicine or PGX. It is limitless. And I think as pharmacists, we have such, I find so many, you know, most, well, all pharmacists to me are very intelligent people. And, but sometimes we get very boxed in and we don't think outside of the science world or something traditional, but there are so many options. So just really think about what would make you happy and who would you like to work with? Mm-hmm. Like, so if you're going to be a coach, or if you're going to be, like I said, I think of the people who want to work with families that go to Disney, you know, and they're a travel agent or they're a real estate agent or they invest. So just, it doesn't have to be necessarily within pharmacy, although your pharmacy skills, because to me that's critical thinking skills, can really help with that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think I like going back to the point just about your interests, right? So if you're really good at makeup or really good at hair, then that might be your area of expertise, where someone else might have a different area, or even your passion. So I've always been passionate about women and pharmacy, and then also about eating right, right? So for me, I love vitamins and health and supplements, and my kids go crazy for me. My kids would actually go crazy for me, but it's what I'm, if I want to talk a lot, that's what I'm going to talk about. But if you ask me how to blow dry my hair, I don't know how to blow dry my hair. So I do think, you know, interests matter. I love that you guys mentioned that and thinking outside the box, because I do think that a lot of us, we box ourselves in as pharmacists. You know, this is what I know and this is what I can do, but really we have so many other skills that we can put out there as well. And, go ahead.
And just to add to that, you know, I've seen also a lot of entrepreneurs, they've been through a personal journey. They've been through a personal, something that has happened to them. And then they're like, hey, other people are asking this. I can help them because I help myself do that. So I think about, like, there's the prednisone pharmacist. Mm-hmm. And she actually, and she'll tell her story, so I'm not saying anything that she wouldn't say, but she was on prednisone for a long time and really depleted her body, made up of, she actually made a formulation to help herself, and then she started selling it. So the journey can also be, what can you talk about for 10 or 15 minutes without even thinking about it?
Exactly. And I'm sure each of you, why don't you each share your journey as to, you know, how you got inspired to do this? And I know you briefly mentioned, Jess, about just the hours being cut and things like that, but really what inspired you to go into skin, you know, and become that skincare pharmacist? So,
yeah. So, growing up, I had the worst acne. It was not just acne on my face. It was acne on my vest, my back, acne on my chest. It was embarrassing. I remember going to go to swimming, and I was so embarrassed. I had to put my hair down and go like that so nobody could see the acne that was standing behind me. It was embarrassing, really embarrassing. And I have an emotional attachment to that. Like, I want to help everybody else find that confidence. To help them, because it really was emotional scarring for me. Now I love my skin now, but back then for a very long time, I did not.
Yeah. Angela, did you have a journey or a point where you said, you know, this is what I want to really do?
Yes. And I've had many iterations of that. So to me, my journey was not clear cut. It was certainly weaving. Back in 2012, 13, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I was fine. I was a very boring case according to my doctor, which is good. But I realized that I had two pharmacies, a lot of friends. I looked like I had everything, and stress was literally killing me. And now I had the breast cancer. So along my healing journey and the different things that I've done, I just realized that I can't maybe always manage what happened. I can't help what happens to me, but I can manage how I react to it. So I am a stress management coach, and I help people to heal at an epigenetic level for those who are in the science, not everybody. But so through that journey, because I really want to be able to help people, and especially in today's world where there's just so much going on. And I don't believe, as a pharmacist, I believe in medication and pills, but I don't think it's always the answer. So as the pillless pharmacist, I try to use different modalities to help people, which I did myself, to really manage the stress that we're all, that I'm under and that so many of us are.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad to see you're doing well now in that. But I think exactly, you have to find that motivation. And I actually am very into epigenetics too. So we could talk about that on a whole other conversation. But, you know, I think that for a pharmacist listening today who is thinking about, you know, I want to earn extra income, or I want to do something where I'm working from home, how do they get started? You know, I know we talked about their interests and thinking about the outside the box, but then let's say you go and you sign up for something, and a lot of them just think all this money, like I had mentioned in one of the articles, is just going to start flowing in your bank account. And I'm like, no. There is a lot of work that needs to be done. So what can they anticipate from that part? You know, and then the money will come to your bank account, but it's, you know, there is a lot of work. And can you talk more about that?
I'll start with that. So the first thing that I would say is network. Get on Facebook, get on LinkedIn, get on these platforms, and Instagram also. I'm not as active on Instagram, but I know many pharmacists, including Susie, you know, have a huge network there. So I would say network, get to know other pharmacists, connect with them, especially pharmacist entrepreneurs. And I think that you can learn a lot from them by really networking and going to some, there's a lot of free online events and summits for pharmacist entrepreneurs. I go to many of them. I'm actually on many of them because you just, in getting to know other people, you never know who can help you and who might help you get to that next step. And I think the other thing is to just not be afraid to try. You know, you're not going to land in the perfect position your first time, and you're not going to necessarily generate a lot of income. Research what you are really passionate about, like we've talked about, what you want to do, and start sharing with others. You know, start sharing what you know, start adding value, and, you know, in developing a brand or developing a following, because you are the expert, you are the go-to person there, you're going to naturally start creating a network of people who, you know, will potentially purchase from you in the future. So I think just getting out there and networking with people and talking, getting on virtual coffees. I'm having 2 virtual coffees today with people just to talk and just get to know people and try different things.
Anything? Yeah, I agree about networking for sure. Just getting to know so many more people. And you know what's so great is most people, but especially pharmacists, because we're so A-type, it's like we have this fear of failure. We want to go in and be the number one, be the best at almost everything. That's how a lot of us are, right? And I feel like because of that, when we start something new, when we go out of our comfort zone and start something new, if we're not making $1,000 in our first week, you know, bringing in a huge income and making the same amount we would have at a 40-hour pharmacist position, we're like, we quit. We're done. We're not going to do this, you know? And so in that, if you start something and then you don't make all that money at first, don't just quit. Don't give up. Network. And by networking, you're making new friends, which is great, because if you are at a job 40 hours and then you're home, you don't really have time for friends because you're with your little ones or your babies. And so networking allows you to make friends as well. And what's so great about it too, if when you network and they do not buy into your product or something that you made or into your program, it doesn't matter. Now you have a good friend, a like-minded friend. That is so awesome, because that really does like give you confidence, a boost of confidence you have this circle now that you maybe didn't have before. And with us being online, we have like, you know, tons of people that we can meet with networking.
Yeah, definitely. Thousands, right? We have thousands and thousands of people that I know personally that I've met online. I mean, I've made friends with both of you and I've never met you in person, but you know, it's amazing the power that, you know, I think we have now, even with social media and networking on social media as well. And you kind of have your online friends. And I do think, you know, that you make a great point about when you're working all these hours, it's difficult to make new friends. And even if you move, it's also difficult because maybe now you're in a completely new environment. So sometimes turning to the internet for some friends is a great option. And Angela, I liked how you pointed out that mistakes happen. So sometimes you go and you decide, you know what, I am going to become this travel agent, or I am going to become a coach. And then you might switch it up. And I've seen so many creators, even on just Instagram platform, for example, who are pharmacists. One moment they're posting about this and then they're like, you know what, this isn't working. And all of a sudden they decide to switch their channel and then all of a sudden that works. So I think it's okay. And you make a great point, I think, Jess, about the pharmacist and not wanting to fail, because I think traditionally we were always that great student. We were always the one who had all the answers, you know, had great grades and everything. So we tend to want to succeed, which is a good thing. So, but we know that not everything is planned that way. So sometimes, you know, you might try a couple things and eventually that last one will work and will stick for you. Is there anything else that I should have asked you but I haven't asked you yet?
I can't think of anything. How about you, Angela?
Well, I think what you said, Susie, is so true. And I think Jessica said this is, if you fail, to me, there's no failure. It's about learning forward. So, and it's a journey. And a journey is not A to B. It is A to B, like that. You know, so you have a lot of different things that come up, but it's just to not stop. And I think the other thing that I would say is, it's very stressful in the world today. It's very stressful in pharmacy. And if you are working full time, you have a family, a lot of people feel like they're handcuffed in because of loans, because of money, because there are ways to generate business or at least start networking and doing things that don't cost a lot of money. And you also, I feel like it's really a commitment to make to yourself and to your future self about spending some of the extra time that you have, even if it's 5 hours a week, on building something, because your future self will always thank you for it. So no amount of time is too little. You know, 2 hours a week, 5 hours a week, you know, some people cannot give 20, 30 hours a week. I can't, most people can't, if you're working full time somewhere. So just giving yourself that permission to at least, but when you commit those hours, stick to those hours and really try to do something to move it forward.
I do have something I just remembered. Yeah. So this was my mentality when I first started with direct marketing. I rolled my eyes. I'm like, I have a doctorate degree. I am not doing that. And I think a lot of pharmacists do it. And when they say, hey, you can make bath bombs and use your chemistry, they're like, I have a doctor degree. I'm not doing that. Or, you know, exercise program. You know, we do have that mentality. Like, I went to school for 10 years. I am never doing anything but going in the hospital or going into retail. And if we think that way, we're going to stay in our comfort zone and we'll never get the benefits and the amazingness of what so many of other pharmacists have been doing. So it's becoming, you know, streamlined for pharmacists to do other things, other side hustles, and get more money. And pharmacists, we love it. We love it. But the pharmacists like me in the beginning that roll our eyes and think we're too good for it, or think that like, there's no way, because I spent way too much time, way too much money in pharmacy, I'm only ever doing pharmacy, we're going to miss that.
Yeah, exactly. So try the new opportunities and take a chance. Sometimes it's worth it to just take that chance, and it might not work. You might try it and say, you know what, but at least you're glad you tried it, and you know, and something else will come its way. But before closing this episode, and before we close every episode, I have each guest share a photo of their choice with our audience. And so I'm going to ask each of you to just describe your photo for our audience today.
So the photo that I chose is a picture of me and my mother at my college graduation. And it was really important to me. She's gone, and but she was really, truly an inspiration in my life. The other thing that was so significant about that photo is I was the first person in my entire extended family that graduated college. And I feel like I really broke that ceiling. And now there's, you know, probably hundreds of family members, because it's total extended family. I was the first one ever to graduate college. So it was really important to me. And that photo was really, amazing. Really brings back a lot of good memories.
Amazing. And she must have been so proud, I'm sure, that day.
She was.
Yes.
So the picture I shared, we were downtown Charleston, South Carolina. It's me and my family, my husband, my 7-year-old twins. And I remember that day, from the time I stopped working retail 40 hours a week, actually, when I say 40, it was more like 50, to just being able to cut those hours, I have felt so much more less stress. I spent a lot more time with my babies, and this is one of the days I was able to spend with them, just go downtown Charleston and enjoy ourselves. And so when I look at the picture, it just makes me smile. That's my twins, Lily Kate and Emily, and my husband, Jason.
Amazing. Lovely family. Thank you both. Thanks again for being on today's episode. And if anyone wants to reach you, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram, Skincare Pharmacist. And Facebook, Jessica Robs Jones, but I'm usually on either Instagram. I've just started LinkedIn too. I love LinkedIn as well, Jessica Jones.
Perfect. I'm on LinkedIn and Facebook. Facebook is Angela McGarrigle Orr, and on LinkedIn is Angela Orr. So please connect with me. We also, Jessica and I, are both in the Pharmacist Mompreneur group. So please join that group. And then my website is angelaorrconsulting.com.
Thanks again, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.